I'm going to guess that a lot of the folks who did not, for a whole series of reasons, want to get the flu shots last year, H1N1 or seasonal, they didn't want them, won't want to get them again this year. But for those of us who believe in the flu shot, it's that time of year again. Are they coming out with H1N1 again? And if they are, do we have to get it again? Do we have to get the seasonal flu shot again? What do we do?
This year, the seasonal flu shot contains H1N1 in it. So it's only one shot. The distribution will be as normal. Family doctors will receive the vaccines. There won't be the same lineup or special centers. Although centers will be available, it's not going to be located just there. This year as well, there is a new strain that's been added, H3N2. It's influenza B. And so this has been added to the vaccine that we haven't had in the past. So something new in terms of the flu viruses that they expect to be there. And the estimates from the Center for Disease Control, from data from last year, they calculated that 1 in 10 Americans had the flu last year, so about 30 million people. We can sort of say the same thing for Canada, about 1 in 10 or 3 million, between 3 and 4 million. And predominantly, what the flu will do is it'll affect the elderly. So what we're and young children. And what we're trying to do, if you think of it as doing a very altruistic and safe act to help others, you may not necessarily suffer too much if you get the flu. But if you do transmit it to somebody who's older, who has chronic disease, you will cause more hardship for them. There was a study that was done in clinical infectious diseases that showed that there's a 35% reduction if the elderly get the flu shot, get a pneumonia shot as well, of hospital admissions, strokes, MIs, and pneumonia. So if you can prevent these people from getting these diseases by protecting yourself and not transmitting, you're doing a good thing for society, you're helping other people, and reducing the burden on our healthcare system. And that's ultimately what's important, is helping other people.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.